Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
will praise you for the rest of my days. Yes, Lord. I better want to say yes to the Lord this morning. Amen.
Praise God. Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord. That should be the first thing come out of your mouth every morning. We say, yes, Lord. Yeah, what do you want me to do? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. For the rest of my days, I will praise the Lord. Amen. If I don't do anything else, I'm going to praise God. And so I just thank God today for another day. Amen. I have to say thank you, Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you today. We're going to pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Lord, thank you. Thank you for a new day that I never seen before. Lord, I have to say thank you this morning. Lord, thank you. Thank you for all that you've done for me, Lord, and all the things that you're going to do. Thank you, Lord, for the cross that you bore, Lord, that you died and shed your blood that we might live and have the right to the tree of life. I come to say thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you for another opportunity, Lord. Oh, Lord, to give you a praise, Lord. Another opportunity, Lord, to see something that I've never seen before, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I might understand something that I never understood before. Lord, I come to say thank you. Lord, I don't take it for granted this morning, Lord. Lord, when I got out of the bed this morning, my feet touched the floor, Lord, I had to say thank you, Lord. Now, many weren't able to get their feet out of the bed this morning, Lord. Many feet didn't touch the floor this morning, Lord. So I come to say thank you, Lord, for the little things, Lord, that we take for granted this morning. Lord, thank you that my eyes is open that I can see this morning. I appreciate it, Lord, because there are many went blind last night and didn't wake up with eyes this morning. So I have to come to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I say thank you this morning, Lord, that I can hear. Many couldn't hear. Woke up this morning, couldn't hear. And I want to be the one to say thank you this morning. Amen. I want to thank you this morning, Lord, for many didn't lay down with peace last night, Lord. They got plenty of money, but they didn't have no peace, Lord. I want to thank you for peace this morning. You might not understand it, but it's good for you to have peace because they're many people got plenty of money, they got plenty of food, but they don't have no peace. So I say thank you, Lord, for the peace today, amen. Come on, everybody give God a little hand clap for peace. You was able to lay down last night, and you was able to lay down last night and sleep in peace when others couldn't sleep in peace. Other mind was wondering, mind was worried all night last night, and they tossed and turned in the bed, they couldn't sleep. But I want to thank God for peace, hallelujah, that passes all understanding, amen. Even in the midst of the turmoil, even in the midst of the trials, even in the midst of the epidemic that's going on in the world, I still thank God for peace, amen, hallelujah. In the midst of this storm, amen, you see, Jesus gives the saints peace in the midst of the storm, amen. We see the storm coming, we said, thank the Lord for the peace because we know the storm didn't come to stay, the storm come to pass. So I thank you, Lord, that my storms is going to be over after a while, and I give you praise. Amen. And thank you all for being on the line this morning, and thank all of you. Kiki Ward, I thank you this morning for being on the line. Praise God. I thank all of y'all for watching this morning, and I appreciate you. Amen. Amen. So God bless you and keep you. Amen. Sister Paige, you had a thing to say today? Amen. Praise God. You got a testimony, Sister Paige? Hallelujah.
I do want to thank God for waking me up this
morning. Speak up, babe.
I do want to thank God for waking me up this morning, closing my right mind, strengthening my body, and a mind to continue to praise Him no matter what I go through. Because I know it's nothing that He has done. It's all about what I have done.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank Him that He gave me joy. He gave me peace.
Amen.
He gave me revelation knowledge. He gave me wisdom and understanding of His word. I just want to thank Him for my husband, my children, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And I just want to thank everybody online and on Facebook Live.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for my wife. Amen. Amen. We're here this morning to to greet you in the name of Jesus because of what is going on, everything that's going on in the world. And I thank God, amen, that I'm not worried about what's going on. I still have my mind on Jesus, amen. I know it's going to be all right, amen. Regards to what comes, it's going to be all right. I know in every war that is fought, there's victory in the war, but nevertheless, there will be some people that die in the war, in the battle, amen. And in order sometime to win the war, you have to lose some things in the battle, amen. And so thank God that even with everything that's going on, there's going to be some death, but there's going to be some victory, amen. Come on, amen. So Bible said we have to die. If we're going to live, we got to die in order to live again. So there has to be a death, amen, always before there can be a resurrection, amen. Sometimes things have to get bad before things get good. So I want to thank God. I know things are bad now, but I know after a while things going to be better than it was in the beginning. Because, you know, I know weeping might endure for a night, but the joy comes in the morning, amen. So we're looking for the morning to come, amen. Early in the morning when we rise, amen, there's going to be joy in that day. There's going to be joy in the resurrection, amen. So thank God for that today, amen. All of you on, I was looking last night. I was reading an article last night, amen. And the article was about a man that went to church. This man went to church one Sunday morning, and he decided to go, and when he got to church, they was having prayer meeting. And there was supposed to be a prayer meeting going on, but everything was silent in the meeting. Nobody was saying anything, amen. But there was supposed to be a prayer meeting, but everybody was quiet in the prayer meeting. And all of a sudden, this man that come in, you know, he didn't know really what was going on. He had his phone in his pocket, and he thought he turned it off. But he didn't turn his phone off, and all of a sudden, his phone rang in the service in the midst of the prayer meeting when nobody was saying anything anyway. And glory be to God that the people, when they heard the phone ring, they got very upset, and they went and scolded the man. They talked about the man and really hurt the man's feeling, because there was just something did on accident. What happened there, it wasn't intentional, but the church people just scolded him, amen. And the man got up and left church and went to the bar. And while he was at the bar, he made a mistake and turned over a glass of water. And all of a sudden, the waitress came over and gave him a towel to wipe himself, to clean him up, and they wiped off the table. And then the janitor came and mopped the floor up with the water they had spilled. And he said, "Well, I'm sorry about what I did." And she said, "Oh, that's all right. We all make mistakes sometimes." The essence of that story is that sometimes the small little things that we're so hard on people about, we need to forgive them, amen. We shouldn't be holding no grudge because of something that happened in the church, amen. And all of a sudden, when he went to the bar, they treated him better at the bar than they did at church. And ever since then, he'd been in the bar the rest of his life because the church people didn't treat him good. And that ought to be a lesson to us. We have to watch how we treat other people. Not only how we treat other people, but we need to learn how to forgive one another. And stop holding on to your grudge. Stop holding on to your sadness. You need to learn how to forgive and not hold things against anyone. Because what if you died with the grudge? What if you died without forgiving that person? You know, somebody might say, in hell, you would lift your eyes because you died not forgiving somebody, holding a grudge. And Jesus said, if you don't forgive them, I won't forgive you. You need to be careful how we hold grudges against somebody, because you could die in that state. And I would feel sorry for you if you died in a state of unforgiveness, knowing that if you die that way, the Lord said he wouldn't forgive you. Now, that's written in the Word, and if you want to talk about the Word, we got to look at the truth of the Word, unforgiveness. Amen. And I just had to get that out this morning because I know there are some people, families, who are still holding things against each other. The mama died, and when the mama died, she had a hat, and that one of the daughters got, and the other daughter got mad because the other daughter got the hat, and they've been mad for 30 years over a hat when their mama died and haven't forgiven one another because of a hat. There are some sisters, amen, that's they've been married just for 15 years over a lamp. Somebody wanted the mama lamp, and the other sister got the lamp, and they still holding that against one another after 15 years. We need to learn how to forgive. We need to learn how to forgive. Whatever we've done with one another or against one another, we shouldn't be holding no grudges against each other. Amen. We need to learn that as a people, and especially black people. We're always holding things against one another. We go out and kill one another. We go out and do things to one another. And we don't have to worry about the devil doing anything to each other because we're doing it to ourselves. Amen. So let us forgive one another today. Amen. Praise God. That's not what I'm going to talk about. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, today I woke up last night. Amen. I had to get that out this morning. But I want to turn to the First John, boy, and even Second John, First and Second John, but I want to talk to you about something. I was trying to see what I was going to say, but I realized what time it is. Amen. And I know we just had December the 25th. We just had that a few days ago, and I guess there was a lot going on in there, but I guess we need to talk about some things because, you know, the Bible says when we know better, we do better. When we learn better, we do better. And I'm just trying to say the saints got to learn how to do things a little better because of the time that we're living in. I want to talk about the time that we're living in. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Second John, Sister Paige, y'all read along with us here and then. Amen. Let's start at verse 4. Second John.
I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father.
Amen. I rejoice. People are walking in truth. People are walking in truth. They're not walking in error now. They should be walking in truth. And God wants us to be walking in truth, but he said, I rejoice that I found the children walking in truth. Read on.
And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we have from the beginning, that we love one another.
Amen. Here it is, that we love one another. I like what he wrote it to the elect lady there. He wrote it to a lady there, rejoicing and they were walking in there. I rejoice, elect lady, I rejoice in the truth that you're walking in. Amen. That means she wasn't walking in error or her family wasn't walking in error or if she had a church there, she wasn't walking in error. But whatever level that he wrote to her for, he's extolling her for the truth that she's holding on to. Amen. Read on.
And this is love, that we walk after his commandments, the commandment that as ye have heard from the beginning, that ye should walk in it.
Mm-hmm.
For many deceivers enter into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
This is a deceiver and an antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
Look to yourselves that we lose those things which we have walked but that we receive a full reward.
Amen. Praise God. I just want to talk about that, the spirit of the Antichrist. Amen. So the spirit of the Antichrist, the spirit of the Antichrist is at work. Amen. That spirit is already at work. And when we talk about a spirit, amen, it's a force or something going on in the minds of the world, in the minds of people that is anti-God, anti-anointed. And that spirit is already at work. And we realize in these last days here, we got to realize that the Antichrist, the spirit of the Antichrist is already at work, amen? Praise God. And we got to come to recognize that that spirit is at work. That spirit has been at work even since the beginning of time. That same spirit that was at work was anti-God, anti-Christ, amen. And anything that is anti-God and anti-anointing, that's the spirit of the Antichrist, amen. Amen. And so we got to recognize that spirit is already at work. And it's not just, many times we think it's just working in the world, but that spirit is not only working in the world, it's working in the church. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it's working. That spirit is in the church to be anti-God. Can you imagine the people who are supposed to be preaching God's word is reveling and raising up against God's word? That's the spirit of the Antichrist. Amen. You got people who they don't accept Paul. They don't believe what Paul wrote. And they want to form their own opinion about what's already written. And God never told you to judge the word. God told you to believe the word and preach the word. But any time somebody rise up and say, I don't believe what the word say, that's the spirit of Antichrist working right in you right now. Amen. Anybody that stands up and say they don't believe what Paul said or they don't believe what Peter said, they're not going to accept what Paul said, accept what Peter said. You see, that's the spirit of Antichrist at work in the church. Is working in you right now. And you haven't even recognized that that's an Antichrist spirit, amen. Anything that is against God is a spirit of Antichrist, and you might not know it. That Antichrist spirit is working in the book of Genesis chapter 3. When the devil came to Eve and come on her into eating of the forbidden fruit of knowledge of good and evil. And even though God had told her not to touch it, he deceived her to get her to go against God's word. That was the spirit of the Antichrist that worked right there, amen. And that spirit hasn't quit working since the time of Genesis. And you got to realize that that spirit got her to rebel against God's word. And any time a person stand up and say, I don't believe God's word, I don't believe what Paul said, and then the Bible say, that we follow the apostle doctrine. You got the spirit of Antichrist in you, and you need to recognize that that spirit is working on you right now. Now here it is that you are rising up to say that you are more than God, and that you have a right to say what you want to say and do what you want to do, even though the word of God has said you shouldn't do this or shouldn't do this or should do this. And any time you can rise up and say you're not going to do that, that's the Antichrist working in you, spirit of the Antichrist. You better watch out and be careful because that spirit is working on you because it always working on the preacher because they're the main one that become Antichrist. See, the Bible talks about the deceivers going into the world, and that same spirit is in the preachers going around. You know, anytime a preacher tell you that you don't need the Holy Ghost, that's the spirit of Antichrist. Hallelujah. Tell you, because you see, if I tell you that you don't need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, you don't need the Holy Ghost, amen, that's Antichrist because you got to realize that the Christ is the anointing, amen, and the Holy Ghost is the anointing. I'm telling you that you don't need the anointed. You don't need the anointing, amen, in your life. I'm telling you that. That's an Antichrist spirit because I'm trying to get you not to accept what Jesus died and sit back from the beginning. That the spirit of the Antichrist is at work, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You need to look and watch and see what you're preaching because that's an Antichrist spirit, amen. And you got to recognize what it is. Whenever you get to rebelling against God's word, all that is, that's a spirit of rebellion. And there's so much rebellion going on in God's people today, it's a shame. We can tell you your truth can be made known to you, and then you would rise up against that truth. You're going to do it. I heard a person tell me, I don't believe in that Jesus stuff. You know what I mean. I don't believe in that resurrection stuff. Amen. You know, that stuff is out. I don't believe in that resurrection stuff. Amen. Spirit of Antichrist at work in them. Amen. The church they go to, or the fellowship they go to, has told them that there's no Jesus. There's no resurrection. Amen. It's told them there's not going to be a new heaven and a new earth. I just told him, yeah, you're going to be on the earth. You don't need the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Spirit is just for a certain group of people, amen. And because the Holy Spirit is just for a certain group of people, amen, and you don't have to be part of that certain group of people. It's only for 144,000, amen. You see, that's what some churches have told them, Antichrist has told you. You see, they're Antichrist, amen. And not realizing that Christ died so that there would be a resurrection. You could be resurrected. And now they're telling you there is no resurrection. That ain't nothing but an Antichrist spirit. Amen. Any religion or organization tell you that there's no resurrection and you don't need the Holy Ghost, amen, that you're just going to walk around in the earth like you are, that's the spirit of the Antichrist. And you need to recognize that spirit that's working in your organization. Antichrist spirit, amen. Amen.
Amen.
You got to recognize the Antichrist spirit who says you don't need the Holy Ghost, amen. Turn to the book of Acts 19, amen. Because we're going to get rid of this Antichrist spirit that the church is telling you don't need the Holy Ghost. You've been in the church for 40 years and your preacher still telling you don't need the Holy Ghost. Your preacher still telling you was baptized, amen. You baptized in water, but you still haven't been baptized in the Holy Ghost. And if he tell you don't need the Holy Ghost, that's an Antichrist spirit. You got to recognize that spirit is working in the churches. Hallelujah. It's not just working out in the world. It's working in the church today because they are against the things of God. I'm talking about the Antichrist spirit. Acts 19:1-6, Sister Paige.
And it came to pass,
yes,
that while Apollos was at Corinth.
At Acts 19, now, I'm going to show you how your church has been lying to you, and that's the Antichrist spirit that's working in your body or your group or whoever you belong to. It's telling you something that the word didn't say, amen. Amen. Good morning, Valerie. Sister Valerie. Amen. Go ahead.
Paul had passed through the upper coast.
Yeah, listen at the word now.
Came to Ephesus.
Yes, come on, Paul came there. Go ahead.
Ephesus.
Go ahead.
And find certain disciples.
He found certain preachers. You see, sometimes just because you're a preacher don't mean you're preaching the truth. Now, Paul found certain preachers, amen. Yeah. You got to ask the preachers that, amen. He found some preachers. And we got some preachers right now, amen. They're standing in the pulpit every Sunday, don't believe what Paul said. Amen. I am the Christ. You got to watch them preachers that come in, don't believe what Paul said, and don't believe what John said, and form his own opinion, saying that he don't believe what the word of God said. That's an Antichrist spirit. Amen. Read on.
He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost?
He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost?
Since you believe.
See, if somebody asks you, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? He didn't say that they wasn't a believer. He said they didn't have the Holy Ghost. The Antichrist told you didn't need it. Amen. See, that's what the Antichrist is saying today. You don't need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Amen. You Baptist, you Methodist, amen. You Presbyterian, you Catholic. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Whatever church you're going to, got the Antichrist spirit in there. Tell you don't need the Holy Ghost. You need to get out of that church as fast as you can, because that's the Antichrist spirit. Amen. Come on. Amen. Any church that tells you that the Holy Ghost is not necessary, any church, any organization tell you that baptism in water is not necessary, that's an Antichrist spirit. You need to get away from them antichrist. He said, even there are a lot of them already in the world, amen. You ain't got to go look for them. They're already here, amen. Praise God. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And that's the question I got to ask everybody that's online this morning. You need to look at it. You need to look at the Word of God and ask yourself, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And if somebody told you you don't need it, that's the spirit of the Antichrist, and you need to recognize what it is. The Bible now says in Colossians, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He said what? The Christ is the anointing. The anointing, amen. The Christ is the Holy Ghost in you. It's the hope of glory. And if they tell you you don't need no Christ, amen, that's the spirit of an antichrist. Work right now. You disagreeing with the word right now. People disagreeing with the word. People came to one church and went to another church. They still ain't doing no better, amen. They still sinning, amen. Hallelujah. They still shacking up. They're supposed to be saved and praising God and doing all these things and doing praise dance and doing all this stuff and shacked up with somebody. That's the spirit of antichrist. You anti-God. You anti-Holy Ghost. Any person, amen, that practices sin is not of God. Anybody who practices sin. That spirit is not of God. That's an antichrist spirit, amen. That's what John said about it. It's an antichrist spirit, amen. And you got to realize that that spirit is working in you, amen. Because what? You practicing sin.
Amen.
You ain't just sinning, you practicing sin. Yeah. You practicing adultery, amen. You practicing fornication. You go out every Friday night and say you're saved. You go out sleeping with Tom and John, amen. Tom and Jerry, amen. Praise God. You out sleeping with them every Friday night, Saturday night, and say you think you're practicing sin. That's the spirit of an antichrist already working in you. Because God told you not to do it, and you are rebelling against the word of God. That's the spirit of antichrist. It's already at work, amen. Read on, Sister Paige.
And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there is any Holy Ghost.
Now these people haven't heard whether there was a Holy Ghost. The reason they didn't have it because they didn't know about it. But here it is today. We can't say that today about most of the people who serve God or come to God. You can't say you don't know about it because you done read about it, you done saw somebody with it, and you know all about it, but yet you don't want to receive it. That's the spirit of antichrist working in your life. They hadn't heard about it. What happened when they didn't hear about it?
And he said unto them, what then were ye baptized?
Well, how was you baptized then? You say you got something. How was you baptized? Amen. And then you got an antichrist to tell you you don't need to be baptized, but your baptism wasn't necessary. Being baptized wasn't necessary. Well, why would they come to these people who had already been baptized and tell them they need to be baptized again to be baptized right if it wasn't necessary? Anybody tell you that? That's the spirit of the antichrist working in them. You hear somebody preaching that, you cut them off because that's the spirit of the antichrist. Already working, amen, in the church, amen. Already deceiving people in the church. He's a deceiver, amen, amen. Read on.
And they said unto John baptism.
They said unto John baptism. You notice that? Antichrist spirit. John never did say that he was the one. John never did tell you to build an organization after him. John never did tell you to make a church after him. But John told you to believe on him who would come after him. That is on Christ Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And we got all these organizations parading John around. Amen. Don't believe in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Don't believe in speaking in tongues. Don't believe in living right. Amen. The deacon don't believe in living right. Amen. The preacher going with the sister in the church, amen. Got his wife on one side, and he going with the sister on the other side of the church, amen. Antichrist spirit, amen. In the church, amen. 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 The pastor, amen, got five babies in the church, and they ain't by his wife. They're antichrist spirit. That's a rebellious spirit, amen. You get what I'm trying to say? Rebellion. We know what's right and won't do it. And if you know what's right and won't do it, that's nothing but a spirit of rebellion. It ain't nothing but the Antichrist. Oh, Lord, have mercy. There's so much Antichrist going on in the world right now.
Right.
Read on. Let me get through with this part. Amen.
In St. Paul, John very baptized with the baptism of repentance.
John just baptized with the repentance, saying
unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him.
They should believe on the one who came after him. He didn't say build no church after his name.
That is on Christ Jesus.
Yeah, on the Christ, on the anointed one. You see, when you exalt John over Jesus, you that's the spirit of Antichrist. Huh? You get what I'm saying? Spirit of Antichrist at work. Hallelujah. I know John talked in the Bible. I know John baptized Jesus, but when you exalt John over Jesus, that's the spirit of Antichrist. Amen. You're trying to move Jesus out of his place. Read on.
When they heard this, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
They was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They was baptized in the name, amen. See, the Antichrist spirit always trying to get you to leave the name off, amen. Because he don't want you to accept Jesus, the name of Jesus, because he realized it's the name of Jesus that defeats him, amen. Come on, amen. That power in the name of Jesus, and the reason they leave the name off, because they don't want, that name is what gives power to defeat the enemy. And so they leave the name off. If the name left out, there's no power in it. Because there ain't no other name given. Nothing else given. According to Colossians 3:26, whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do it all in the name. You see, the spirit of Antichrist always going to leave Jesus' name out. Because the only way you can get rid of him is with a name. Come on, somebody, amen.
Right.
They said the power in the name, amen. I said it's power in the name of Jesus, amen.
Yes.
And that's why people don't like to call on names. That's why they like to say Jehovah.
Yes.
And somebody said, well, that ain't true. Well, the Bible says that name is above every name. It didn't say whether it was Jehovah, Yahweh, Yeshua, or whatever it is. It said the name of Jesus. Now, that's what my Bible says. I can't go by what's written somewhere else, but what's written in this book. Antichrist spirit, amen. It didn't say you cast out devils in the name of Jehovah, did it? It didn't say you cast out devils in the name of Elohim, did it? It said you cast out devils in the name of Jesus, amen. You see what it is? Everybody's against the name of Jesus, amen. You wonder what the fight is about? The fight is about the name of Jesus, amen. Because that's where the devil got defeated. The devil got defeated through the name of Jesus. And everything is rising up against that name because the devil knows if I can get rid of the name, I've gotten rid of the power. Body, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Spirit of Antichrist, amen. That work, amen. You got to recognize it. Spirit of Antichrist was working on Christmas Day, December 25th. The spirit of Antichrist was at work. Amen. You know how when you start saying Santa Claus, that's the spirit of Antichrist. Oh, so many of the churches got the spirit of Antichrist talking about, went home and lied to your children. You're going to hell for lying to your children, talking about a Santa Claus. That ain't nothing but the spirit of Antichrist. Ever since they started that stuff, it was to be against Jesus, amen? It was to be against Jesus. See, they want to put the Santa Claus in Jesus' place. I'm talking about spirit of Antichrist. When you look into Luke chapter 2, look at verses 8 through 10. You know, everybody say it's Santa Claus that brings great joy and cheer. That's the spirit of Antichrist because, you see, it is Jesus that, when Jesus was born, Jesus was the one that brought great joy and cheer to all people. People rejoiced because the Savior was born, amen. People rejoice, amen, because those that was bound was being free. But all of a sudden, we put Santa Claus in the place. and telling our children them lies that there's a Santa Claus came down through the chimney. You going to hell. You ain't nothing but an Antichrist. And then the preacher, then we got the Christmas tree in the, we got the Christmas tree setting up in the church. Spirit of the Antichrist. What do you mean? I heard a song the other day. I don't know if it's the first time I ever heard that song. The song was saying, "Oh Christmas tree, how I love thee." Spirit of the Antichrist. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. Is that work, Brother Tommy? That Antichrist spirit trying to remove somebody else trying to take Jesus' place. Amen. Trying to give Santa Claus the credit that you're supposed to give Jesus, amen. The reason you got joy, the reason you got peace, is because Jesus died on the cross for you and shed his blood. If it hadn't been for Jesus, you'd be dead right now, and there ain't no Santa Claus, amen. That's when you know the spirit of Antichrist is at work. Because anything that tries to move God out ain't nothing but the spirit of Antichrist, amen. Already at work, amen. Is it at work in the world? And is that work in the church? Amen. When you go to the book of Romans chapter 1, amen. Romans chapter 1, I believe it's around verse 14, I believe, somewhere in that area. Where we see when they knew God, maybe that's verse 20. When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, but became vain in their imagination. Spirit of Antichrist was at work, amen. Why? Because they was casting aside the word of God and making themselves God so that they can make a choice on their own. You see, people are choosing who they want to be, not who God made them today, amen. They're choosing who they want to be and do what they want to do. And not, no matter what the word of God said, they still going to do what they want to do. They ain't nothing but the spirit of Antichrist at work. They became vain in their imagination. See, you don't know what this homosexual is all about. This gay and lesbian stuff, spirit of Antichrist at work.
Amen.
Putting God's word to naught, amen. Saying that God's word is no good. God's word, what God said, don't matter. Huh? That spirit is working everywhere, amen. That spirit is working right now in the church. That spirit is working in the world, amen. We wonder why is this going on? It's the spirit of Antichrist at work. Why do you think the things that are happening? That Antichrist spirit become a lawless spirit because it doesn't guide himself, but because its whole purpose is to put down, turn to Thessalonians. We show you what this Second Thessalonians. See, when you talk about this spirit of the Antichrist at work, and being that we know that this spirit is at work, the man himself hasn't been embodied yet. Spirit is at work now. What? Preparing and making a way for him to come. Hallelujah. That man is going to be embodied, going to be an embodied devil, amen. The devil going to be in him because he got to present himself to be just like Christ in order to be an antichrist, amen. He's going to oppose everything that is called God. That's what that spirit is all about. Antichrist spirit at work right now. We wonder why this feminism going on. Antichrist spirit. We wonder why the women want to be in men's place. Antichrist spirit. That ain't what God put her. She want to take her own. See, yeah. See, when they talk about the devil sitting in the temple of God, showing that he himself is God, your spirit in you will stand up against the word of God and declare it. It's independence. I do what I want to do. That's the Antichrist spirit. I don't care what God said about it. I'm going to do what I want to do. Antichrist. You don't even recognize that it's Antichrist. When you go out and do what you want to do, have it your way, and no matter what the Bible said about it, you're going to do it your way, you are Antichrist. You are anti-God. You are anti-word. Anytime you're anti-word, you're anti-Christ. Jesus said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. And if the word is spirit and life, and you don't obey that word, you're antichrist. You're rebelling against it. You're rebelling the way God told you to live. You're rebelling against the way God told you to do. You're just in rebellion. And then think you're going to make it in. And then you got the spirit of the Antichrist living in you. That rebellious spirit. That rebellious spirit. That's witchcraft, witchcraft, witchcraft. Ain't nothing but a witch or a warlock. And call yourself a preacher, but you're rebelling against the word. Antichrist spirit. We need to get saved, amen. These are the last days, and Jesus, the Antichrist is getting ready to come on the rise, and Jesus is about getting ready to come, amen. Hallelujah. The only thing is waiting now for that rascal to be revealed in his land in these last days. And God letting him work right now until God get ready to take him out the way. He's allowing that spirit to still be at work. What does it say in 2 Thessalonians chapter 4? I might not read all of it. Read. What I say? 4 and what? Well, look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 3 and 4. Three and four then. Let's look at this Antichrist spirit here. See, you don't realize what it is, amen, and don't realize it's at work right now. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. We're just going to read some of it. I ain't going to read all of it. Read them.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
Let nobody deceive you by any means,
For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first.
There's going to be isn't that already happening? Huh? The Antichrist can pull so many people away from God, it's a shame, amen. Most people, they even when God come back, they ain't coming back to church. No. Antichrist got them. They said they don't need it no more, amen. Antichrist spirit, you know. When the Bible said don't forsake to assemble yourself together, but they don't care what the Bible say. They're going to do what they want to do because the spirit of Antichrist is in them, amen. That spirit is turning them away from God. That spirit is making them rebellious toward God, amen. People don't want to be saved today because there's a spirit in them that's away from God, don't want them to come to God. There's a rebellious spirit on the inside of mankind today. They don't want to serve Jesus and not realize that Jesus is soon to come. And when he comes, he's coming back to take vengeance on the one that don't know the Lord, amen. Or who wouldn't receive the love of the truth, amen. That's one that's coming back because you heard the truth and then you rejected the truth that you heard. That's where the Antichrist spirit always do it. Is always going to be indifferent. Are you walking around with an indifferent spirit in you right now? That Jesus told you to be saved and be baptized in his name, amen, and repent of your sin and turn away from your own doing and turn over to him to realize the things that you are doing is anti-Christ, anti-God, and anything that is anti-God is not of the Christ. Jesus wouldn't have done that, but we are still doing it, and we still claim to be saved. We still claim to be saved, amen. And everything anti-Christ, amen. Praise God. All your ways, anti-Christ, amen. Amen. We don't get married no more. We shack up, anti-Christ, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And the Bible says, if you burn, get married, amen. Ain't no need of going out shacking, giving away the cow, giving the milk away free. Make the man pay for the milk, amen. Don't be giving him no free milk. Charge him. Praise God, amen. Charge him. Give away that free milk. Put a ring on it. I like what Beyonce said. Put a ring on it, amen. If you want it and you know it, put a ring on it, amen. Come on, amen. But we don't put no rings on it. People don't even believe in getting married these days. And the guy go around and tell you, well, it ain't good to get married nowadays. You know, back in the day, they jumped the broom and killed the cow or whatever they did back in the day. And ain't no need of doing it today. You know, a piece of paper don't mean nothing, amen. That's just what you said. God's word don't mean nothing, amen. See how the Antichrist spirit works. Huh? Read on, Sister Paige.
And that man of sin be revealed. The son of perdition.
The son of perdition to be revealed. But what is he now? He's against. He opposes God. Amen. He opposes God. Anything that opposes God is antichrist. If you oppose the word of God, you antichrist. You anti-word. Amen. If you get where you're not listening to what the word being preached and what is being said, and then you decide that you are not going to do it, that's the spirit of antichrist, because it opposes God. Hallelujah. Are you going to be opposer of God? God said, if you be with me, you're either with me or you're against me, amen. There's no two ways about it. You're either for me or you're against me, amen. And if you fall on the stone, amen, it'll save you, but if the stone fall on you, it'll crush you, amen. And so if God be for me, he more than the whole world against me. But if I'm against God, God's going to be against me.
Amen.
Amen. That's what the Bible said. If you're against me, I'm against you. Amen. God said, if you be with me, I'm going to be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you're with me, he said, your enemies will become my enemies. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Your friends will become my friends. Amen.
That's right.
But I'm talking about the spirit of Antichrist at work, amen. Read on.
Verse 4. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God.
He opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God. Now I know in this thing here, the Buddhists and the Muslims and the all these other gods, all these people serving these other gods. I know they think they're going to be able to serve their gods and nobody serve the true God, but he opposes everything that is God. He ain't gonna, you're not going to be able to worship nobody. If you say you're a Buddhist, that ain't going to work, amen. If you say that you're a Muslim, that ain't going to work, amen. If you say you're a Christian, he's going to be against you too, amen. He's against all types of religion. When he rises up, there won't be no other religion but him. He's going to stand to be the chief. He's the only one going to receive worship. He ain't going to allow you to worship your cat like you want to worship, amen. He ain't going to allow you to worship your Christmas tree. All religion is going to be, he wants to turn away everything but him. He's going to stand up and say he's God. I'm saying that spirit is at work right now, amen. That's even working in your government. The government trying to say that they God, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. Your government trying to say they God, amen. They want to control you, amen. They want to put something in you so they can control you. If they control you, who's going to control them? Like it is that they're apt to control somebody and they can't control themselves. What's wrong with these antichrists? And you church people, we better get in. You better come on in right now. You better not be waiting too much longer, because that spirit get a hold of you. And once that spirit get a hold of you, according to the book of Romans, amen, it'll send you a strong delusion where you'll believe a lie and be damned. You need to come right now. You need to stop waiting on the side, amen, and realize you need to be saved. You need to live right. You need to follow the word of God. Let the word of God be the word of God, and your opinion be your opinion, amen, because your opinion ain't nothing but an antichrist spirit. Anytime you want to correct me without a word, you know, it's kind of funny, though, when I look at this thing here and I see this. Here's a person don't believe in the word and going to try to correct you with the word. What sense does that make? Does that make any sense to you, amen? That here it is. You're gonna get the word out and tell me, well, look at here, the word said you shouldn't do this and that. And then you tell them the same thing with the word, and then they say, I don't believe that. Antichrist spirit. Antichrist spirit. And just because Paul said, well, I don't allow a woman to preach or worship authority over the man in the book of Timothy. He said it. I don't agree with that. Oh, no, Paul, that wasn't right. I don't agree with that. Well, who are you? That's that antichrist spirit at work. If I read a scripture to you and you look at it and you don't take heed to it, you got an antichrist in you. You antichrist. You anti-God. Anytime you anti-word, you anti-God. Well, don't bring no scriptures out. You know, all you bring is the scriptures up. Well, what else I got to give you but the scriptures? These things are written, amen. That's right.
Amen.
They're written for your exhortation. They're written for an example for you, according to Romans 15:4, I believe. That they're written, amen. And if you can't receive what's written, you antichrist. That's all you call people. Anybody going to reject the word? Antichrist. Well, I know the word is truth. Well, be baptized in Jesus' name then, if you know the word is truth. Well, you know, I can't understand. Here is Jesus, the Savior of the world, and died for you and did everything for you, and you fight against being baptized in his name. I don't understand that. That's the Antichrist spirit. That's all that is. That's the Antichrist spirit. Amen. Somebody, you know, you read in the book where it said, be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sin. Acts 2:38, be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sin. Acts 10:44, be baptized in the name of Jesus. Amen. Acts 19, be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin. Amen. Everywhere you see it and you fight against being baptized in Jesus' name, that's the spirit of the Antichrist. You're rejecting the name of Jesus. You say that you're with it, but you're for it. You're against it. Church folks, every Sunday, go to church. Oh, I believe the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, my spirit. You don't believe in the name of Jesus. Don't bet. And then you just shout and jump it. Oh, Jesus, it's the reason for the season. You're lying. Amen. Praise God. Jesus wasn't born on the 25th. See, Antichrist want to take the glory away. He told you to celebrate that. He told you to celebrate his birthday, no way. The celebration he told you to celebrate, we don't celebrate them no more anyway, amen. The Passover, Pentecost, Feast of Tabernacles, those are the ones we're supposed to be. And then the shepherds, you know, when we talk about the shepherds with the sheep, amen. Show you how that Antichrist did that thing, amen. The shepherds being with the sheep, shepherds didn't stay out all night with the sheep in the wintertime. Come on, amen. Shepherds stayed with the sheep in the spring because that was when the sheep usually give birth in the spring. Amen. They give birth to the lamb in the spring. Sheep don't give birth to a calf in the wintertime. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Amen. Sheep don't do that. Amen. But the Antichrist stole that. Amen. They tried to say it was in the wintertime when the shepherds, being out with the flock, was in the springtime, amen. And the springtime is between March and April. If you're going to celebrate Jesus' birthday, why don't you celebrate it between March and April? But he didn't tell you to celebrate it. Somebody, amen. I'm talking about the Antichrist working right now. Amen. You want to celebrate on the 25th because somebody told you to celebrate. That's Antichrist spirit, amen. If the Bible didn't tell you to do that, it must have been the Antichrist that said it, amen. Come on, amen. See, can you see how this Antichrist spirit working, amen? It's trying to turn everything around, amen. Trying to take all the credit from Jesus, from his death and birth, you know. That's why I said, if you don't believe that Jesus came in the flesh, that's the spirit of Antichrist, amen. Because they don't want to acknowledge the virgin birth. But that's the spirit of Antichrist, amen. Amen. Because once he acknowledged that, that means he lost his power when he acknowledged that. Amen.
Okay.
Huh? And so you're trying to make Jesus' birthday on the 25th. You ought to make it between March and April when the shepherd was out there with the sheep. But the Antichrist came in and put his little thing in there. Amen. Where you can try to say you're worshiping Jesus and you know you're worshiping him at the same time. Antichrist spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Christmas was the Antichrist spirit. We just got through worshiping the Antichrist. Everybody had the Christmas tree up, decorated. Jeremiah chapter 10 tells us not to do what other people did, but we had our tree decorated just like they had theirs. You couldn't tell the saint's house from the ain't house. Are you with me here? Amen. Amen. You went down the street, And if it was a sinner in this house and a saint in that house, they all had their lights lit up, you know, Antichrist spirit. Can't tell the difference, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The world. You know, what it was, I can't really believe about this Antichrist thing. When you think about the word of God, amen, why would an atheist worship Jesus Christ on Christmas if he believed that there was a God? Why would an atheist do that? If Christmas really was about Jesus, do you think an atheist would be worshiping Christmas? An atheist that don't believe that there is a God? Why would an atheist worship Jesus on Christmas, then get up the next day and talk about there ain't no Jesus?
Yeah.
And that must have been something to that day, amen? Antichrist. Why would an atheist worship an Easter and then don't believe in God, amen? That must tell you there's something about that that's not godly, amen? Something about that is not holy, amen? Something about that, amen, it's not right. And the saints need to recognize that it ain't right, amen, and realize that's the spirit of Antichrist that is working in you, and you done took him up in your, and now he's sitting on your throne. What I mean that he's sitting on your throne? He's sitting in your mind telling you that you right, and God is wrong. What does he do there? What does that spirit do? He opposes.
He opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, all that is worship.
Well, what scripture is that now?
2 Thessalonians 2:3-4.
2 Thessalonians 2:2. And what?
Verse 4.
And verse 4. Mm-hmm. He said he sets as the, and he opposes everything that is of God. And want to show that he's God. Antichrist spirit, amen. That spirit been at work, amen. And if you lost today, that spirit is at work in you today, amen. Antichrist spirit was working, you know. When Jesus resurrected from the dead, the men went out there and paid the guards, amen. Praise God. Matthew 28:15. They paid the men. When Jesus resurrected from the dead, they paid some men to say that the disciples came and stole Jesus away, amen. And here are some guards and soldiers. They would neglect their duty to say they couldn't guard a dead man. Hallelujah. They couldn't guard a dead man. But the Antichrist was at work because they paid them to say that the disciples came and stole Jesus out of the tomb. You see, the Antichrist was right at work right then trying to discredit Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You see, it's always the spirit that's trying to discredit Jesus. Amen. Any spirit that tries to discredit Jesus, even in baptism, if you try to discredit Jesus and not hold him as being the head, amen, that's the spirit of Antichrist. You don't want to make him the head of this thing. And he got the preeminence, amen. Antichrist spirit at work, amen. I'm trying to say, the church needs to turn around. The people in the church need to turn around and look and see if that spirit is upon you. Well, what does he do again? Read that scripture again.
Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, all that is worship. So that he, as God, set it in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
So that he sits in the temple of God. Let's look at that for a moment. The Bible says you are the temple of the Holy Ghost, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the Antichrist is going to be sitting in the temple, where is he going to be sitting? He's going to be sitting right up in you. That spirit in you that rejects the things of God is the spirit of the Antichrist. That is why there's a great falling away, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's because that spirit is sitting up in there, and now man has made himself a God. And know ye not, when you make yourself a God, know ye not, you are sure going to perish. Antichrist spirit. People don't want to do right. They know what's right and don't want to do right. They're fighting demons and devils all the time, but they still don't want to worship God.
Mm-hmm.
Been plagued every night, can't sleep. But they still don't want to worship God. Still don't want to hear some word to let you know that God will deliver you. God will set you free. Jesus came to set you free, amen. And they still won't serve God. Headaches all night, amen. But still don't want to serve God. Amen. I'm talking about the Antichrist spirit, amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, he's already at work. He's at work in the people of God. He's at work in the children of God. And you need to get saved. Fear, you can cast out that spirit, amen. You can cast out that spirit that is in you. The word of God will cast that spirit out. And you need to get a hold of God right now. Because the spirit of Antichrist is already at work, amen. Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know it's time getting out, amen. Time is running out. But I just have to talk about the spirit of Antichrist, amen. Is that work?
Amen.
And if you're online today, you know you're not saved. Get saved before it's too late, baby.
Amen.
Get saved before it's too late, baby. Amen. If you're online here or somewhere you want to be saved, and you don't want that spirit to dominate you, the reason you're doing what you're doing and acting the way you're acting is because there's an Antichrist spirit on you. Hmm? And you need to get rid of that spirit of Antichrist. Antichrist means being anti-God. Most of the children now that who were saved is had that spirit working on them because they don't want to do right. They want to go. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to stop doing what they're doing to get there.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody wants to be a saint of God, but they don't want to act like the saint of God. They want to still do what they want to do, amen.
Amen.
And not realize it's time for a change in your life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And stop letting that spirit dominate you, amen.
Amen.
See, that's a dominating spirit, like a witch dominating you. And you wonder why it is that, you know, why I get angry? There's a dominating spirit, there's a witch. Antichrist spirit, amen. Somebody said, well, be you angry at sin? Not yeah, but there's a reason you got angry. There's some pride, the reason you got angry, because there's some pride down in you that made you angry, amen. Somebody want to be saved, amen. I just talk about the Antichrist spirit today because that's something we need to know, because a lot of people don't recognize what's going on in the world today and not realize the Antichrist spirit is at work. It's been at work, amen. When they tried to kill Jesus from the birth, they tried to kill Jesus, the Antichrist spirit at work, amen. Amen. When they denied the Holy Ghost, the Antichrist spirit was at work, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. When the Bible told you what to do and you didn't do it, that was the Antichrist spirit at work in you. Amen. And we need to change, amen. So, Father God, let's pray, y'all, amen. Thank God. Father God, I thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for removing this Antichrist spirit out of my life, Lord. I want to be right. I want to do what's right, Lord. Lord, I want to serve you, Lord. And, Lord, I want to be obedient to your word, oh, Lord. I'm asking, Lord, that you would help us, oh, Lord, and strengthen us. I know that greater is you that is in us, Lord, than he is in the world, oh, Lord. I know the greater one lives in me, Lord, but I need help today, Lord. I need help, Lord, for a change today, Lord. Lord, I need help, Lord, against this spirit, Lord, that is coming against my, that is warring against my mind, oh, Lord, that is warring against me, Lord. I just need help, and I'm asking for your help today, Lord. And I give you thanks for the Holy Ghost moving in me, Lord, and giving me the power, Lord, to overcome these thoughts of mine, these visions of mine, these things of me, Lord, that is not of you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord, that gives me the ability to overcome these things.
Yes.
And I thank you for being an overcomer.
Thank you.
And give praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. If that was you, you give us a call. Amen. At 817-614-4505. Amen. You want to be saved? You want to be saved? You need somebody to talk to? You can call us at 817-614-4505. If you need somebody to counsel with, If those spirits are on you and working on you, got you being, amen, resistant to the things of God, call me up. I believe I can pray for you and help you in this time. I've been praying, asking God to give me the strength to pray for somebody else that they might get some deliverance from these things. And so if that's you, give me a call. Amen. If you'd like to donate something to us, amen, we ain't begging you for anything, but if you want to donate some things to us, if God move on your heart, you can get us to Cash Out. What's the other one? PayPal at carechurchbell.com. Amen. If you want to leave a donation with us, we appreciate anything you give. I know everybody says it's a time, well, you shouldn't be asking for money. I'm not asking for money. I'm just asking you to donate some from your heart. And just because there's not many people here, that don't mean the bills don't continue on. Amen. Praise God for your tithes and your offering, whatever you're going to give. Amen. And even at your house, amen, whether you got a job or not, the bills continue to come. Amen. Amen. Your landlord don't tell you, well, you know, you ain't working. You don't have to pay for this month. I wish my landlord would do something like that. Amen. But praise God. God is able. Amen. Somebody got a testimony, a praise report. God bless y'all on Facebook today. Amen. Somebody got a testimony online, got something you like to say, like to add. Amen. We're listening to you. Amen. Brother Prevost, you got something you want to say? Amen.
Happy New Year.
Brother Tommy said, Happy New Year. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Well, if not, Father God, we're thankful for the word of God and the people of God. Give all glory, honor, praise in Jesus' name. Don't forget to call in tonight at Blog Talk at, what is it?
It's,
I keep forgetting my number.
516-666-9967.
666-9967. Call in. Brother Prevost on tonight, and everybody join in. Be at 5 o'clock, call in. I don't know what the subject going to be. What the subject going to be?
We ain't got the subject yet. We're having by that time now. It's basically going to be a recap of all the subjects we had this year.
Amen. And so thank God, amen. Don't forget about, we do have prayer Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock. Amen. At the Holy Ghost Prayer Line, they call it the Holy Ghost Prayer Line, at 425-436-6381. The access code is 291-214-3-POUND. Amen. Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock on Texas time, 8 o'clock California time, 11 o'clock if you're in Florida. Amen. Praise God. So call in every day for prayer, Monday through Friday. On Friday evening, we have the Salt of the Earth. Sister Alexandra and Kendra, they have the Salt of the Earth line. Prayer at 5 o'clock Texas time, 3 o'clock California time. The number you can get us at is the 774-204-4000. Access code 786-7374-POUND. That's at 5 o'clock Texas time every Friday evening. So there's something going on all the time. We got Brother Ray on every morning at 8:30. Amen. The same conference line, but his line would be 120, access code 120-110-69-POUND. Don't forget about Brother Ray every morning at 8:30 our time, 6:30 California time. And then you got Sister Thomas. Amen. She have, I know something be going on Tuesday night. Amen. Her access code is 0119-1978-POUND. And amen. That's our excess code. I think it comes on at either 7 o'clock, I believe, or 9 o'clock. Amen. That's Sister Thomas. Amen. So God bless y'all and keep y'all. We'll see y'all later. May God be with you and keep you. Amen. See y'all next week. Wednesday night, I mean.
To whatever he said. From the healing of your body to the raising of the dead. No matter how you're feeling or how your world is reeling, battle on through the night, 'cause you're gonna win the fight, even in the valley, or standing at your Red Sea. Continue to say, 'cause your help. The church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Let the church say, let the church say.